The 1988 United States presidential election was a pivotal moment in American history, marked by a distinctive contrast between the candidates, their visions for the country, and the broader political landscape. The election, held during the final years of Ronald Reagan's presidency, saw George H.W. Bush, the Republican candidate, face off against Michael Dukakis, the Democratic nominee. While the election was not a landslide in the traditional sense, the outcome revealed the deep divisions and realignments within American politics at the time, as well as the profound influence of Reagan's legacy on Bush's campaign. 1988 was a landslide. George H.W. Bush, who had served as vice president under Ronald Reagan for 8 years, ran on a platform of continuity and stability. His campaign emphasized the idea of "Morning in America," a slogan that captured the optimism associated with Reagan's presidency. Bush sought to present himself as the natural successor to Reagan's conservative agenda, promising to build on the successes of the past 8 years while maintaining the policies that had propelled the nation through a period of economic growth and military strength. Yet, despite his close association with Reagan, Bush struggled at times to distinguish himself as a strong leader in his own right. His background as a former CIA director and ambassador to China was often overshadowed by his role as Reagan's vice president, leading some to question whether he could carve out a clear identity separate from his predecessor's towering influence. Michael Dukakis, on the other hand, was the governor of Massachusetts, a progressive Democrat with a relatively low national profile. Dukakis ran on a platform that emphasized economic fairness, healthcare reform, and a strong commitment to civil rights. He positioned himself as a compassionate, pragmatic leader who could bring a more reasoned, less confrontational approach to the presidency than his Republican opponent. Dukakis' campaign was built on a vision of a more inclusive society, where the government would play an active role in addressing issues like unemployment, healthcare, and environmental protection. However, Dukakis' relatively liberal positions were often seen as out of step with the more conservative national mood, especially in the wake of Reagan's successes in revitalizing the economy and projecting American strength abroad. One of the most striking aspects of the 1988 election was the electorate. The 1980s had been a decade of immense political transformation, as the country moved decisively toward conservatism under Reagan's leadership. The Republican Party, once known for its establishment elite, had become the party of small government, tax cuts, and a strong military. This shift was reflected in the electorate, which had become more polarized and divided along regional, racial, and economic lines. Many voters in the South, the Midwest, and suburban areas were drawn to Reagan's message of economic growth and national strength, which translated into a significant advantage for Bush. On the other hand, Dukakis' base of support was largely concentrated in the Northeast, among African Americans, and in liberal urban centers, groups that, while important, were not sufficient to secure him a national victory. In terms of the state of the nation, 1988 was a year of relative peace and prosperity. The Cold War, though still a dominant concern, was winding down with the thawing of relations between the United States and the Soviet Union. The economy was in the midst of a long recovery, with strong growth, low unemployment, and rising stock market values. Reagan's economic policies had spurred a boom, though they were also associated with rising deficits and a growing wealth gap. The nation was divided on how to approach the future. While many saw the economic growth as proof that Reagan's policies had worked, others were concerned about the long-term sustainability of such growth, particularly in relation to the growing federal deficit and income inequality. For Bush, the challenge was to capitalize on this prosperity while presenting himself as the best candidate to continue Reagan's legacy. He often pointed to the country's economic success under Reagan as evidence of his own readiness to lead. However, there were also significant challenges for Bush to overcome. Despite his status as Reagan's vice president, he lacked the charismatic appeal of his predecessor, and his campaign struggled at times to maintain momentum. He also faced criticism for his perceived detachment from the struggles of ordinary Americans, as well as for his association with the political establishment, which many voters were increasingly skeptical of. Dukakis, meanwhile, faced an uphill battle. While his policies were seen as more progressive, they often lacked the boldness or clarity that resonated with many voters. Dukakis' primary challenge was his inability to capture the imagination of the American public in the way that Reagan or even Bill Clinton would do in the coming decades. His campaign was seen by many as technocratic, focusing more on policy details than on the big-picture vision that could inspire voters. Additionally, Dukakis was caught in a series of missteps during the campaign, including a disastrous debate performance where he failed to respond effectively to a question about his wife's health, which undermined his image as a strong leader. The election ultimately resulted in a decisive victory for George H.W. Bush, who won 53.4% of the popular vote to Dukakis' 45.6%. In terms of the Electoral College, Bush secured 426 votes, while Dukakis won only 111. This was a landslide in the sense that Bush carried a wide swath of the country, including key swing states and traditional Democratic strongholds like New York and California. Bush's win was seen as a validation of Reagan's policies and a clear rejection of Dukakis' vision for the future. However, it is important to consider the ways in which the election of 1988 could be seen as a landslide for reasons beyond just the margin of victory. The 1988 election marked a dramatic shift in the political landscape, as the Republican Party solidified its dominance in the White House, and the conservative agenda became entrenched as the dominant force in American politics. Bush's victory, while not the overwhelming landslide of some other presidential elections, was still indicative of the strength of Reagan's influence and the political realignment that had taken place over the previous decade. The Republican Party had successfully tapped into the concerns of middle-class Americans, emphasizing issues like taxes, crime, and national defense, and in doing so, had built a coalition that would dominate American politics for much of the next two decades. In conclusion, the 1988 election was a significant moment in the history of American politics. While the victory of George H.W. Bush could be seen as a landslide in the context of his commanding electoral win and the consolidation of Reagan's political legacy, the election also highlighted the deep divides within the American electorate and the challenges faced by the Democratic Party in an era of conservative dominance. Dukakis' loss underscored the difficulties Democrats would face in appealing to a broader electorate in the years to come, and the election set the stage for the next phase in American political life, as the country continued to grapple with the social, economic, and international issues of the post-Reagan era.